Welcome back, brothers. It's the 801st Legion podcast, a Star Wars Legion podcast. It's your boy, Matt. So many fun things to talk about today. We've got a great thing lined up. And like always, punch it, Kyle. Kyle?
What?
Kyle! Get over here!
No, Halo Infinite was canceled!
Get over here! Talking about Star Wars!
Hello there.
You must unlearn
dark side
what you have
of the Force is a pathway to many abilities.
Wait, red, red, some green, or red, green, red.
I know.
Shut up, she'll do!
Sorry about the mess.
I'm Luke Skywalker, I'm here to rescue you.
General Kenobi.
Let's rearrange some architecture.
Is it possible to learn this power?
I thank you for your hospitality.
Good. Twice the pride, double the fall.
Impressive.
I'll show you the dark side.
Well, what else? Like, I didn't even know what to say about that trip through hyperspace, Kyle.
I just want to let you know I did not have a good time.
Silent the whole time. Feels like I'm riding with Chewbacca without smiling. That's grunts and moans.
All I do is... Oh. Jeez.
Oh,
no. Oh, you hate to see it.
Yeah. Sad news
in the gaming front. I don't know. You guys know. I think I've talked about it on the podcast before. I'm a huge Halo fan, and it being delayed is we're recording this the day it got delayed. So that's always a heartbreaker.
Oh, the news is fresh. The wound is there.
But yeah. We have our other science fiction thing to talk about.
Some might say it's my favorite science fiction thing.
Some might say that.
It could be said.
So, Matt, what are we talking about today?
So we actually have a super interesting thing today. Now, usually we're talking, like, gameplay-wise, like, oh, what do we do this week? Speaking of which, we did have stuff we do this week.
Yeah.
We actually got some games in.
For once, yeah.
Yeah, but we're going to talk about the different types of players. And this is going to be, I know we usually have a couple topics. We're going to be more focused on that. It's going to take a little bit longer. But I guess any news or anything to fill in from this week before we get started?
I did say I'd update you guys all on how I felt about Padme. Like her a lot. I'm learning more and more that her and R2, like, don't worry about the secret mission as much for me personally, my playstyle. I don't need to do that because they were just super good at doing back caps for objectives. So really good for that, especially with her infiltration. If you're doing something like recover the supplies, you could just start there, you know, classic Jyn Erso tactics. So, but, you know, she can, you know, share tokens, so that's great.
That's pretty great.
I mean I know you guys are super used to our in-depth competitive ultra hyper realistic in-depth gameplay analysis, but we're taking a little break from that today. As you can tell, we're just in a good mood and we want to bring up, well, we're always in a good mood, let's be honest.
Yeah, let's be real.
But we're on a special day today where we can just kind of hang out, just because we just came fresh off the heels of some epic news last week, and so this week we're going to be able to kind of calm down a little bit before the next few weeks are going to be so packed full of articles and all that good stuff about, you know, well, I guess maybe not articles, but releases, right? We got the ATRT coming up early September. We got ARC Troopers and Clan Ren and, you know, all the good stuff.
Yeah, about the next 2 weeks or so, we're going to start seeing a lot of different things pop up.
Oh, yeah.
I guess it's about 3 weeks out. Little other side note, you did play Padme. I did proxy Inferno Squad since they got spoiled.
You broke the law, naturally.
I did, naturally.
Where was your proof of purchase? Did you keep that square punch out?
You're supposed to. It's funny because I know a lot of people keep the rules like that come with the minis. Thank you for doing that. It's hard to find sometimes, like with Cad Bane.
Mm-hmm.
Cad Bane, a lot of fun. I enjoyed him quite a bit. I don't feel like I played him right. But yeah, I think Inferno Squad, I think I'm going to take them every time with Jyn Erso. Oh, not Jyn Erso. I didn't.
Naturally, you would get those two confused, though.
Naturally. Both attractive, both very powerful, independent women.
You love to see it.
Awesome characters. I think Iden is so great.
You love to see it.
I really liked her. We can get more into that later, though. Or next time, or once we get them.
Or never at all.
Yeah, there's a lot to talk about there. Let's just
you don't want to just hear grunting and moaning from the back end of the ship.
Stop.
So, welcome to the After Hours 801st podcast. Okay, get it. Get us started here. What's the topic? I'm actually going into this kind of new.
This is totally fresh stuff. I kind of spearheaded this week, so you're gonna be hearing a lot of my ugly voice here. I do a lot of talking. So here at the store, we have quite a few other communities going on: Magic, Legion, Armada, War Machine, board game community, Meteor Law. There's a lot, even Pokemon TCG. And as I've kind of been learning about these different communities, one of the communities that has a lot of slang and lingo is Magic the Gathering. Now, one of the things they talk about a lot in that is they define players with names. And so I kind of started looking into that, and it got me thinking a lot about Legion players, especially. I know we've talked about different players before on the game and how to like interact with players in our community. And I thought it would be interesting to talk about these player profiles that Wizards of the Coast has put together for their R&D group and apply that to Legion, so we can kind of, as we're starting getting back to normal, understand who the different people in our community are, maybe how they interact with each other, and maybe set that expectation so we can kind of get along better and kind of move forward. Also, just a little bit of fun things to figure out. Okay, where do I fit in?
Yeah.
What kind of player am I?
Yeah, I mean, not every week has to be like, this is the news. Like, this week is definitely more of like a, what kind of game? Like, there's more focus on the gameplay.
Yeah.
And more about you as a player.
This is our BuzzFeed episode.
Oh, gosh. This is our big break.
Which hot Star Wars character are you this week?
Yeah. Take a step to the right if you blank. You've seen those ones?
I haven't, actually.
Oh. Maybe that's not even BuzzFeed. Maybe that's a different, I don't know. The videos where, like, they say a controversial opinion, and then you have to, like, take a step to the right if you agree or maybe if you disagree, depending on the question. It's fascinating.
That is interesting. No, I haven't seen that. I've seen the ones where it's like, what type of chocolate chip, like, are you? Are you a big one, a small one? Are you semi-sweet, dark chocolate?
I feel like I'm definitely a chunky.
No.
Chips Ahoy.
Chunk is definitely a shape.
Chonksters.
The Chonksters.
Heck.
We'll have some fun stuff to talk about.
Yeah. Go ahead, though. Like, get us started with this Magic the Gathering slang.
Let's do it. Like I was saying before, it's super interesting. Their head designer, Mark Rosewater, he puts out these articles since he's been making the game for 20 years, and he and his R&D department have these psychographic profiles, kind of like the FBI does for, criminals, like their criminal profiles. And we're going to break it down. There are four profiles that they bring up. There obviously are more, and they're a little bit more fluid. You could be a little bit of one, a little bit of a different profile at the same time. But we kind of want to break them down one by one and maybe see how they apply to Legion and see where we see those same things. So starting us off, we're going to start off with what they call the Timmy player. And we're going to find out who Timmy is. So Mark describes Timmy as what they call in his R&D group, the power gamer. Mark says, Timmy likes to win big. He doesn't want to eke out a last-minute victory. Timmy wants to smash his opponents. He likes his lists to be impressive, and he enjoys playing big creatures and big spells, big units, big characters. One of the misconceptions is that Timmy has to be young. While it's true that younger players are more apt to fall into this category, players of any age can be a Timmy. What sets Timmy apart from the other two profiles is that Timmy is motivated by fun. He plays the game because it's enjoyable. Timmy is very social. An important part of the game is sitting around with his friends. Timmy cares more about quality of his wins than the quantity of his wins. For example, Timmy sits down and plays 10 games. He only wins 3 games out of the 10, but the 3 he wins, he dominates his opponents. Timmy had fun. Timmy walks away happy. So this is the first profile. Kyle, I guess, what do you think about Timmy player? Like, where do we see them in Legion? Like, or do we even see them in Legion at all?
Yeah, no, like, we definitely see a lot. Like, I feel like Timmy might, maybe it's also because of, like, our age, right? We're younger players, kind of. But, like, the people we play with typically are a little bit more in this category, I feel like. I feel like this is a really easy one to be. It's like, oh, I want the big, cool things that do really big damage, you know. Maybe, like the guys that like, you know, the AT-ST or heavy vehicles, you know, just to kind of go nuts with them, you know.
Yeah, I kind of have to agree with that. I was actually, while I was researching this, I should have brought the other article, but in a different one, he talks about how Timmies tend to be somewhere around like 70 to 80% of the player base. And I have to agree with what you said there. I feel like most of our community tends to be Timmies, especially people who are kind of new to the game. It's kind of an interesting thing. What kind of other things do you see like with Timmies, I guess?
I guess with Timmies, I don't know, because like I think that's a good question.
Yeah, right.
I'm trying to think. Okay, so like besides just like heavy units, right, with Legion, I'm trying to think like what maybe play styles, right? Like what kind of things are they, like bolder? Are they more brash? Are they the Squidward painting, you know?
More likes belong in the trash.
Yeah. I don't know. What's your take?
Dude, I don't know. Because I've been thinking about it a lot. Obviously, like, we brought the ATST and the big units. Those are big, powerful units. But there are powerful moves. And a couple games that I've played with lately, I've noticed people, these kind of people, they like to take not necessarily, like, interesting objectives, but almost more like gunline stuff. You know what I mean? Not always, but I have noticed they do tend to play things that are a little bit more explosive, things that cause a little bit more interaction. I don't know. What do you think about like force users being Timmies? You know, the kind of thing where maybe you dump a lot of points in there into one list.
No, definitely. Like that's true. And I wonder if that's also like if that's also reflected in the factions you like to play, right?
Oh yeah.
Like, are you more on the dark side because there's more? Well, right. Currently, there's more force powers on the dark side, you know,
more explosive force powers more, too.
I think that might also lend itself to what you like to play too, like rather like faction wise rather than just individual units.
I think that's super interesting. Like you bring up a good point, like with the droids especially. I think the droids are an army that require a lot more patience, and I find with the droids, a lot of people try the droids, but they don't stick with the droids. Does that make sense? They can do some explosive stuff, but they are not just going to walk out there, lay down a bunch of fire, and eliminate a whole army in one or two rounds of shooting. They're going to definitely have to ping you and wear you down to win the game.
Do you think the droids are something that's like more easy access for Timmies?
Oh, that's probably...
You got cheap units, but you got big tanks...
That's true. Very true.
You got big force powers. You got Dooku. You got Grievous. You're going to get Maul.
I think you're probably right to an extent. I don't think they're easy for them to pick up. I think that part that he brings up here where he talks about them winning maybe 3 out of 10 games, but when they do, it's just, you know, you're walking over your opponent. I think you're probably right about that. I mean, we've talked about with the droids how they're probably going to end up being more of a tank-heavy faction in the first place, so maybe that will kind of gravitate to more Timmy type players.
Yeah, I can definitely see that happening. I don't know. Like, I'm trying to think. Obviously, we wouldn't call out any names in our community, but I am trying to sit here and reflect, like, okay, who do I know? Am I a Timmy? I kind of think at times I am, because I really like my Obi-Wan Kenobi and Rex, and then now Padme. I like having my kid named characters. I don't know if that's necessarily a... I don't know if that's necessarily a Timmy, and I guess we'll get into the other variations, but right now, I can see myself in Timmy, you know?
Yeah, I think there's a little Timmy in all of us. There's a little Timmy. Don't say
it. Should I say it?
No. Go ahead. Sure.
No, it's so bad.
Don't say it.
It's such a bad joke.
Tiny Tim, man.
Oh, no.
I know what you were going to say, and I'm going to take it the opposite. Okay? I'm going to run. Okay. Oh, no. I don't know. Okay. This is a... Stop. This guy right here, FBI. At least you're not the little Timmy, okay? Oh, gosh.
It's just, okay, the political climate is, it's getting hotter.
Oh, my god.
It's on the mind, not in that way. I'm just saying jokes.
Oh, man.
Anyways, go ahead.
Oh, what was I about to say? Oh, yeah.
Hope you guys are at home just scratching your heads like, what are they talking about? Good.
Good. what do you think about, like, age? He talks about age. I think I've noticed with my... People tend to be Timmies who haven't played as many war games or as many games as generally. What do you think?
Like, newer players, well, you mean, in general? Or, like...
Not necessarily just new to Legion, but kind of new to gaming in general. Because I find a lot of people that don't, like, that are really good at other games don't tend to pick up Legion to play powerful units. You know what I mean? I think of Will, who's probably the most competitive, most probably one of the stronger players in our community, and he comes from other war games, and I don't think I've ever seen him play Legion specifically to just stomp you for the fun of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, definitely. But going back to the point you were trying to make before, is like, actually, I do think that like Timmy's are kind of newer players in general, because like that's how you get them hooked, right? Like you see, like two pals are playing Legion on a table, and then a customer will come through the store and they'll see these two guys playing a game. They're not going to recognize the Rebel Troopers as much, but they'll recognize, like, oh, I know Stormtroopers. Oh my gosh, is that Darth Vader? Is that an AT-ST?
Dude, how many times do you hear that? Like, yeah. Holy crap, there's an AT-ST on the table?
Right. Like, if you're playing Rebels versus Rebels and you have your, like, own paint schemes that don't really match with the movies, people could walk by your table and not even know you're playing a Star Wars game. Like, it's happened, right? With my Tron theme, like people sometimes, oh, you're playing a Star Wars game? Yes.
But it's Tron.
You got, right? Tron in my Star Wars.
Take it back. Waiter.
Waiter.
Right?
Waiter.
Dude, I tell you, SpongeBob Lover not be quotable. Oh, yeah, gosh. But I don't know. Like, it's, Timmy's are different. Yeah, I think you're right. Timmy's in a little bit of all of us. Like, okay. Like, I will admit, it's fun to run the tanks a lot, just for the funs of it.
No, dude.
Not always the best, but... It is a lot of fun.
You say that, but I just got beat by two tanks this week.
So. Right? Yeah, well, maybe let's jump forward. So that's Timmy. I think he's kind of one of the more nebulous ones to talk about, just because I think he's a little more general.
That was a space word. Nebulous.
Nebulon B. He's a little more Nebulon B, you know, in every list.
That's a Star Wars phrase.
There you go. But let's talk about Johnny. He's the second psychographic profile here for, like, types of players. What Mark Rosewater has to say about Johnny is, he says, Johnny is the creative gamer to whom Legion is a form of self-expression. Johnny likes to win, but he wants to win with style. It is very important to Johnny that he wins on his own terms. As such, it's important to Johnny that he's using his own deck or list. Playing Legion is an opportunity for Johnny to show off his creativity. Johnny likes a challenge. Johnny enjoys winning with units that no one else wants to use. He likes making lists that win in innovative ways. And what sets Johnny apart from the other profiles is that Johnny enjoys deck building or list building as much as or more than he enjoys playing. Johnny loves the cool interactions of the units. He loves the combo list, and he's happy when he's exploring uncharted territory. Like Timmy, Johnny cares more about the quality of his wins than the quantity. For example, let's say Johnny builds a new list that has a neat but difficult way to win. He plays 10 games and manages to get his list to do its thing once. Johnny walks away happy. So Johnny's a little bit different of a player. I put down here in my notes that he's like the theory crafter.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Because he seemed a little bit more hard to nail down. That's the term that
came
to
my mind as well, yeah.
That came to your mind. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, I could think of several people. I'm like, I know that person's very much like this. This person's like this. I think the big thing is, like, these are the kind of players that also need to be on every type, every new release. Like, they need to get their hands in. They need to, like, break the new unit before anyone else does, you know? Like, They were the ones that figured out Phase 2 clones were as good as they were, you know?
Oh, yeah. The ones that made the meta what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And, I think, again, I think this one's Johnny, right?
Yeah, this is Johnny. Yeah,
I think there's a little Johnny in all of us.
Stop.
I ate him.
Oh, my God. Have you seen that Simpsons where he's like, have you seen that Simpsons episode? Side note, it's like a Treehouse of Horror where the principal and everybody, they accidentally cook a kid and eat him. And they find out he tastes good.
Oh,
and so
no.
There's this fat German kid that that keeps asking for food at lunch. And so suddenly he disappears. And they're like, hey, where's Uter, the German kid? And they're like, oh, the principal's laughing. He's like, oh, I don't know. He's gone, but, you know, he'll be forgotten. Like, you might even say there's a little Uter in all of us.
Oh, no.
You might say we're eating him right now. It's so funny.
It's so bad.
The Simpsons, man.
See, my joke was just going to be about killing younglings.
Oh, my gosh! that's on the same level. Let's be real.
That's true. Yeah. But at least it was Star Wars.
That's true. Well, we're covering all the topics today. Star Wars, SpongeBob. Oh, yes. Gosh. Yeah, dude, Johnny's an interesting one. I don't think there's nearly as many Johnnies as there are Timmy-type players, though.
Yeah, I think Johnnies are definitely a niche within a niche, you know? Like, I think Johnny's also, like, going back to they have to be on every release. They also have to be kind of wealthy, you know? Like, they have to get every single unit. They have to be able to try all the combos, you know? Or maybe not. Maybe they are just purely at the theory crafting level. Maybe they're just an admiral, tabletop admiral, building lists all day, you know?
Yeah. Dude, that's a good point. I've noticed in a lot of games, especially more matured games, but I want to say kind of like games that have been around for more than five years or so. That's definitely something that I notice a lot more Johnny's playing. I want to bring up like Armada with that, where I noticed in Armada particularly, you never really knew what you were going to run into outside of tournament days, because people were always theory crafting. And I feel like some games lend themselves to it. I don't know if Legion's quite to the point yet where we have enough units to attract all the Johnnies. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, the theory crafting potential is not quite there, at least for like droids and clones yet.
Okay.
But I feel like it's starting to get there with Empire and Rebels, to the point where not every list I'm seeing anymore is kind of the same. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah. Well, and I guess this kind of I want to push on that question you posed, right? Or that statement where it's like Legion maybe not be big enough yet anyways. I think of a game like Warhammer. Way more factions, way more units, way more armies, way more possibilities, right? Do you think that game has more Johnnies as opposed to Legion? Or do you think Johnny is something that's definitely like, it's like a lightning strike. You get it in your community or you don't.
Oh, like it's a personality type and you're lucky to have them around, yeah, sort of thing.
Or is it something that is just, with a bigger popularity of a game, you get more of this person?
I think your last statement's kind of pretty true. Obviously, the more there is, the more options there are for that.
Mm-hmm.
Learning about Warhammer especially, like, I've noticed with a lot of those things, Warhammer lends itself to pretty much all those player types. But I think especially with Warhammer, in that particular sense, there's a lot more people that go towards the competitive side, I feel like. Like, especially because that game is a very high ceiling to get in. If you're getting in, you're getting in for a more competitive point. But I do...
I guess you can't buy every unit in Warhammer. That'd be just absolutely insane.
But I want to bring up, like, in video games especially. So I played Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes up until this summer. And, my gosh, that game, there were people that made entire YouTube channels and make a living off of just doing theory crafting. Where you take this one little line out of the kit of a character, and because there's like 400, 500 characters in the game, you can make crazy army lists. And so I do think it's kind of both. Like, the more that the game gets in the future, especially, like, I think what's coming out for the clones and the droids soon with the Staps, the ARCs, the commando droids, ATRTs, I think that will push us to the level where we're starting to get to the point of, man, like, okay, you brought this commander and this unit that doesn't get seen. Maybe we're going to start getting that list building. But I do think, like, for the health of the community, kind of to bounce off the second point you made, I think it's super important that each community probably has a Johnny or two.
Yeah.
Because they're the ones that are going to develop your meta continually so you don't stagnate. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, that's a good point. Yeah. Okay. Well, anything more to say on Johnny?
Not so much. I think he's kind of the harder one to pin down. But, yeah, I think we pretty much got it. Let's move on. Yeah, now we've got the third type here, and this is kind of the one that I think everybody at home was thinking about when we talked about, like, player types. I mean, when I say that, what's the first thing that pops into your mind, like, type of player?
A jerk?
No. Well, maybe that was what some people thought about. Hopefully not, but, like, competitive, right?
Oh, totally.
Oh, totally.
Well, yeah. Right. This is the best podcast
for competitive.
We are an uber competitive podcast.
If you guys are watching or listening for the first time, like, you know, you should know that we only have. I can't even finish that with a straight. Like, I can't. I opened up the podcast with screaming. There's no way.
All seriousness went out the door. Definitely. So the third profile, psychographic profile, is spikes. And so spikes are just straight up, they are the tournament player. There's not so much to say here, but they talk about how they are the play to win type. Mark Rosewater again, he says, Spike is the competitive player. Spike plays to win. Spike enjoys winning. To accomplish this, Spike will play whatever the best list is. Spike will copy the best list off the internet. Spike will borrow other players' lists. To Spike, the thrill of Legion is in the adrenaline of competition. Spike enjoys the stimulation of outplaying the opponent and the glory of victory. Spike cares more about the quantity of wins than the quality. For example, Spike plays 10 games and wins 9 of them. If Spike feels he should have won the 10th game, he walks away unhappy. So I think that pretty much sums up, you know, like the uber meta player. Thoughts, feelings, concerns?
Yeah, I mean, like, definitely some concern. No, no, but, like, it's true. And I like how, first of all, before I go on tangent here, I do want to say I really appreciate how all these player types are listed in a way as to not, like, say any of them are the wrong player type. Like, you may say Spike is, like, oh, you shouldn't be a Spike. But, like, Spike is a valued member of the community. Like as long as Spike is, you know, like, reined in and not a jerk to everyone, like, there's nothing wrong with, like, wanting to win every game. Playing to win is not a bad mindset. If that's what you like to do, that's what you like to do. And by all means, like, if you are, like, top player, if you're freaking the best player in the world and you win all your games and then you lose the 10th game, which is the world championship of any game, sport, podcast competition, I don't know. what would that even look like?
Welcome to the 2020 podcast off.
Who can talk about relevant content for longest? what I'm saying is that that would make sense if that player, like, wins all their games and then they lost in the finals. Wouldn't you, like, anyone can relate to that, right? Like, that's not a bad thing. So I really appreciate that about this article.
No, I like that too. I think my favorite part is, like, this part just so stuck out to me, where they're like, they play the 10 games, he wins 9 of them, and then if he feels he should have won the 10th, he'll leave unhappy. I think this does happen a lot of the times, especially with dice games, where you roll the dice and your strategy was perfect, your list was perfect, but you can only mitigate the dice to a point. Yeah. And then sometimes the dice just betray you, especially on defensive saves. And yeah, right? I was born with white dice. You merely adopted them.
Roger, roger.
Right? Yeah. But, like, I think what you said is exactly right. I think Spike is just as needed for the health of a community as any of the other players. Like, Timmy's and stuff to have fun, to be social. Johnny's to help kind of theory craft. And I think Spike there to keep the competitive level up. And there's nothing wrong to be competitive. After all, we are playing a game. Like, we're here to have fun, but winning is the end goal of any game we play. It's what we sit down to do.
Like, if the possibility of winning and, like, feeling good about it wasn't an option, I don't think Tommy's would exist. I don't think Timmy's would exist, right? Like, Timmy likes to swing big, and he wants a win. Of course he does. That's why he wants to swing big and get that devastating win. And then Tommy, I mean, he likes to make, like, the creative list so that he can win, you know? Like, he wants to play the less popular ones so he can win. Like, I think everybody – I think this is a definitely more extreme focus on winning, but everybody wants to win. I love how you said that.
Right? Yeah, it's – I think – I've kind of noticed this, especially in our own community here, that there will be a lot of people that will kind of show up and they'll say, hey, man, like, I brought this fun list to try out. And then if they win, they're ecstatic. They're off the walls. But if they lose, they feel bad. And I kind of sometimes want to be like, hey, didn't you bring a fun list today?
Yeah.
But I've kind of learned that when people say they have a fun list, they don't mean they have a fun list. What they really mean is, hey, man, I brought something new to beat everybody with.
Yeah.
And they feel like they should have won. But I think what's...
They think maybe it's like they think they're a Tommy, but they're really...
They're really a Spike.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think what's super important about Spike, too, you kind of brought this up. That's what ends up
making them feel bad, too, like in those rare situations where they feel like they should have won, right? And then they get upset.
Like the expectation.
Yeah, they're like, oh, I was trying to be creative. This is why you just play, you know, like, we've all run into those times, maybe we've done it ourselves, where it's like, you're that guy, you know, where it's like, you kind of get a little upset and heated, you know.
Yeah, and I think it's also, like, you already said it's okay to be yourself. I think maybe that situation is like a Spike trying to be a Tommy for the sake of other people. I think it's also super interesting where, like, if somebody is a true Spike, like, you need to know what you're getting into when you play against them, right? Like, if you play against them, it's not their fault if they go hard. But also, if you're a Spike playing a Tommy, maybe dial it back. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's important to know the members of your community to evaluate what kind of game you're going to have. I especially saw this in, like, X-Wing a lot, where people would contact each other to play against meta lists before tournaments. Mm. So you'd show up on a game night at some of the stores, and they'd be like, oh, sorry, man. Like, I would get a game menu with you, but I have this super high-tuned list. I'm going to play it against so-and-so because they're bringing another super high-tuned list. Mm. And you kind of came for fun. And that's, I think it's important to kind of, you know, set those expectations before the night begins.
Okay. So here's the real question. Are Spikes the kind of player that are pushing for chess clocks?
I would say yes. Okay. I would say yes. And here's why. So with Timmy's, like, when I first read about the Timmy, I was like, dude, Timmy is... It even says he's a social player. I've played enough Timmys where, like, they'll spend half the game not really playing, but they'll explaining how cool their list is and how it's going to stomp you. They like that idea of, like, we've all played them where...
Just you wait. Yeah. My ATST's coming. Yeah,
exactly. Like, we've all seen them where, like, and it's kind of funny because I do this too all the time, especially with the AAT or, like, with Grievous or Dooku, where, like, when you see them pick it up, and they don't just pick up the unit with one hand. They use both hands, and they'll almost, like, slam it down on the table, like... Like, freaking go for it. Just try.
I'm playing the Saber today.
Exactly, yeah. And they may not even be placing it optimally, but they save it for last. And you kind of step back, and you can see the pride about it. But then with the Spikes, and like so, but they take their time. They work it through. And the Spikes are definitely the ones where they're like, cool, rather than doing that, can you just hurry up and play your deployment? Like, I want to get started. I want to get two games in so I can see how many people I can be. Like, I will say, like, I would like to try a time clock. Just, I think it'd be fun.
Yeah.
But I think, like, that is a clear sign of, like, a competitive player. And I don't think there's any shame in that.
Yeah.
Especially not if you set expectations that, like, this is what I'm doing.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, like, I don't think my mind has changed on it in recent months, too. Like, I got a couple guys in the store playing War Machine the other day with chess clocks. It's like, oh, yeah, are you guys, like, practicing for a tournament or something? They're like, no, we just like to keep track of time a little better so we don't get, you know, so we can maximize our playtime. I'm like, that's actually super valid. Like, yeah, keeping to your schedule. Don't, like, take too long thinking about it because then you're just not going to be able to, like, think about it after the game sometimes, you know? You don't have to think about it at all. Like, again, especially if you're doing a super casual game, the way they were explaining it to me was like, wait, I feel like you should do a chess clock especially for casual games because then you don't have to worry about it. You could just be like, oh, yeah, I'll just, if this is messed up, we got another game tonight. I'll try harder next game, you know?
You just changed my mind on that, actually. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Like, right here, that's just a total change of mind. Like, imagine you got to get home to your wife and kid, or yeah. You got to get home to your husband and whatever. Like, a time clock would actually get you there quicker.
Yeah.
It would let you have your fun, but also it would let you have your cake and eat it, too.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's interesting. I think most people are probably approaching that from the wrong perspective of just... Yeah. You want to kill my fun.
Yeah. That's what the full transparency. Like, I think we both were like that when the discussion for Legion for chess clocks first came up.
Yeah. And you're literally just changing my mind right now, like, on the spot. That's crazy. That's going to make me have to rethink that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Chess Clock Podcast.
Here, we're going to talk SpongeBob, Batman, everything, maybe touch some Star Wars.
You wanted Star Wars content?
801st what?
What about that Clone Wars podcast we were going to do?
Dude, we actually... Well, it's funny as we kind of did that, but...
We ended up doing it,
yeah. We ended up doing it, like, as a part of this. That Spike, obviously, like, I kind of... We can kind of talk a little bit more about all these in a second, kind of as we wrap up on the topic, but I do want to bring up the fourth player here, because obviously, Mark, after he talks about this, he goes into... the people that are not necessarily just one. In fact, most of us, he says, aren't just one of these psychographic profiles, but he talks about how there's crossover. So you've got your Timmy Spikes. So kind of like we brought up, people who they want to win, but they also want to indulge their fun side. So they're picking good lists, but maybe they're the people that run like the double tank AATs or the people that run double heavy vehicles, because that's a really good list.
Yeah.
Is it the most efficient thing? Maybe not, but they're having fun at the same time.
So they have Tauntauns, they're running triple ATRTs.
Yeah. Which are actually pretty good. Those were crazy. And then the ones that I really wanted to bring up here, because he talks about like the people that are all three, how they're rare. He talks about like the Timmy Johnnies, who are competitive but creative. Mm-hmm. And this one I think is super interesting. He talks about the rogue tournament players. And I kind of think of these people as like the anti-meta players as being the Johnny Spikes, the creative competitives. I want to talk about this because I wonder, have we seen those people in our local meta? Or have we seen those people, period, with how new of a game Legion is?
Like the rogue competitive person?
The people who make it to the top tables playing off-tiered, you know, like off-handed lists or anti-meta lists. Do we have that yet?
Well, of course I know him. He's me.
Hello there. Yeah. So, as a self-proclaimed Johnny Spike, what's it like?
No, actually, I actually don't even know if I'm good at this game. You know that? Like, I don't even know that, because I can tell you why. I've never once played a Legion tournament.
Oh, that's true. You would have done
either
well.
Run them or work during them, so right. It's like...
We'll have to see if we can get one going at some point.
It's been a year, and I still don't know if I'm good.
That's like going to class all year and never getting a grade. And the teacher just being like, I'll get it to you eventually. Yeah.
Oh, man. But I get beat enough, I don't think. I get reminded, you know.
Yeah.
Well, COVID, by the way, has been a super humbling experience, like, as far as the gameplay goes. Because coming back off of it and, like, getting games in again, it's also like, oh, my gosh. I'm so rusty.
Right, and it's funny because I'm finding people that like have been playing a lot more during COVID than I have are ahead of me on the rules, and it's interesting because I'm learning every time, learning new things. So it's interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah, I bring this up because we've only had one Worlds, so have we even seen people set themselves apart as like anti? Do we even have an anti-meta?
Do we even have a meta? I've been saying it for years, yeah. And by years I mean months.
We don't have a meta.
like we do have a meta, but we don't have a meta, right? Like we have popular things, but I just don't think it's solid, you know. I don't think it's set in stone. I think any day something can disrupt that and be the next big thing.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. It's probably no meta. So that's kind of just a little thing I want to touch on with the hybrids. I thought they were super interesting to read about, but I think more or less it's gonna be harder to define, because like I feel like I'm a Timmy in some games, Spikes in other games, Johnny's in others. But the last one is so Mark actually ended up coming out and making a whole separate article a couple of years after he started this, as he was developing the process, and brought up a fourth player that he calls the Vorthos. It wasn't even really named by him, it was named by somebody else he works with. And just a couple of things he says about this. He says that Vorthos is the flavor player. And the Vorthos is not really a psychographic profile of the things that they would do, but more of the things that the person looks for in the game. So for Vorthos, they're not about like what they can get out of the game, but they're more looking for the aesthetics. They focus on what aspect of the game they find beauty in. So what he says here, quote, like, for Vorthos, beauty is seen through flavor representation. They look at a list or cycle or mechanic or a set or a group of releases, or even a component of a unit, and they appreciate how well it captures the feel of the creative.
Do you really feel like Spider-Man, though?
It really makes you feel like Batman. No, seriously, right? Like,
Spider-Man.
Like, dude, how many people play the game because it's cool just to be in the Star Wars universe, right?
Exactly. Like, that's the thing. As soon as you start talking about flavor, I'm like, oh, I know where this is going. Right. Because that's true. It's like, I feel like kind of, we talked about this earlier in the cast, it's just like, I feel like a lot of people get turned on to this game just because it's their space movie, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's, I think we all kind of, it's the classic hero's journey. We all want to be the hero there, and how cool to actually kind of experience that and set up those situations. And I know they always market the games like that, And sometimes they don't always feel that way, but that's kind of why we're playing in the end, is because it's a Star Wars flavored game.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. I think it's why we get started. It's why we still play. It might be why we end up stop playing. You know, there may be a bad Star Wars movie.
That's a lie. There are no bad Star Wars movies. I can't. There are some that are not quite as favorite to me as others.
There's no bad Star Wars movie, but that also means there's no great Star Wars.
There
movie.
Is no Rise of Skywalker in Ba Sing Se. Yeah.
Oh man.
Hot topic, but I don't know. With Vorthos, I thought it was interesting. It was like, I think this particular player has something unique to our game that Magic doesn't, that Mark didn't really quite understand, and that's that we have the painting aspect of the game. So how do you think that influences like the people that play the game? Because this is something I think doesn't get covered in his articles because they don't experience it. But how do you think that plays a role?
Like just painting in general?
Yeah, just like the hobby aspect, like the hobbyist player. They don't really have.
Like, who doesn't like cool Star Wars minis, right?
Yeah.
Like, we've talked about it before. Matt and I got into this game for the Clone Wars.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Sure, we now play Rebels and Empire. But, like, what got us interested was the setting, right? And then we wanted to paint our clones the 501st style or Tron style. And that's, like, that was, like, that whole first month of the game was, yeah, sure, we're learning the rules, but it was also, like, dude, look how I painted up my stormtrooper, you know, or my clone troopers. And
still is. Yeah,
yeah, it really still is like that. Always has been.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was thinking. That's a cool paint job. Always has been. Dude, like, yeah, it's so funny, like, how many games I get set up, and before we even get set up, we spend 10 minutes talking about each other's paint jobs. Dang. You ever done that?
Yeah. I like the way you did your hair today. Oh, you too.
Oh, thanks. It's cute. Right? No, but really, like, dude, that's why this probably happened to so many players. And it made me think about the people we have in our community. And I feel like there's a lot more than we admit who aren't really here to play the game.
Yeah.
But they're more here to just paint and build the minis.
Yeah. No, I think that's true. Like, and that's also the player that you only see show up, like, once a month, you know? Because they got a new paint set that they want to show off, you know? So, that's fine.
Yeah.
We'll see you next time.
Yeah, like, always welcome. And I think those people it made me think a lot of, like, the Reddits and the forums and the Facebook posts. A lot of the people that post paint jobs on there, I don't see them playing quite as much. But they are such a valued member of the community because that's such a unique aspect.
It's very true. So I guess, like, where do you see yourself falling? Like, do you see yourself any of these characters?
I think it's
types.
Yeah, yeah. Profiles? Like, if the FBI was doing a profile on me, yeah.
Gun held to your head, who are you? Ray.
Ray
who? Ray Timmy.
Ray Spike. No, I will admit, as much as I want to call myself like a Johnny, I think I'm kind of a mixture of a Johnny Spike. I like to be as competitive as can be, and winning feels amazing for me. I think I, like, just to admit it straight up, I am very much a competitive player, and I take it very seriously. That being said, I do love playing around with different units.
Yeah.
So I think I fall somewhere in that category, but kind of slightly more towards the Johnny side, if that makes sense. More towards the, like, yeah. I want to learn this unit. I want to know what's good about this unit. That's why I proxied the Imperial Spec Ops this week, and that's why I've played almost every unit in the game.
Yeah.
But when it comes down like to brass tacks, I want to win, and I want to win big.
Well, yeah, I think if you didn't say what you said, it'd be a little disingenuous that you also said, yeah, I'm totally casual player, but I also run a podcast.
Yeah, like, if I'm being completely honest, like, I am more – there is a lot of Spike in me. I wish I was more Johnny, but I am very much more of a Spike.
But like we said earlier, yeah. Like, there's nothing wrong with being a Spike. Like, there's really not – there's no negative connotation with that as long as you, like, are, you know, in check about it, right? I guess it's the most dangerous, right? It's the – do you like to live on the edge?
Yeah.
You
know,
like, right? It is the most dangerous of, like, of a fine line to walk, but it's fine to walk that line.
Yeah, you know? And then I feel like it's also easier to say you want to just have fun rather than admit, no, I'd rather beat you really bad. Because as far as the social contract and all that goes, it's you can't really tell somebody, hey, man, I'm here to stomp you into the ground this week. Like, you can't do that. Like,
hey, man, I brought a fun little list.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
Just to kill you.
Yeah, that's Kyle does this little thing every now and then where, for the longest time, whenever we'd be playing each other, he would bring, if you've been listening, you already know, he would be like, hey, man, I just made this fun little list, and it would counter exactly what I was doing. And I'm like, bullshit. Like, you just did that to beat me. And he'd be like, yeah. So whenever we say a fun little list, he means it's a spike thing.
Total spike.
Total spike. I guess, what about you? Like, if you thinking completely honestly about it, 100%, because, like, I know I'm not a Vorthos, because I play with unpainted minis, and it doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
So even though when I do paint, I take care. What about you? If you had to be completely honest,
I'm a total Chad. I don't play these toy games.
What a Karen, you know? Oh gosh.
No, that's a good question. I think I land because, like, you're on the Tommy Spike side, right?
More Johnny Spike.
Johnny Spike side. Yeah. I think I'm a Timmy Spike because I want to win. With, like, those big units. That's why I have my double saber list I like so much with Kenobi and, you know, with the saber class. So, like, I don't know. I like
the
those
Republic
big
Heroes list.
Yeah. I like the named characters. I guess that kind of leans into the Vorthos a little bit. Like, I like the setting, you know. Like, I don't know. Like, I think I'm a Timmy Spike. I think I'm a Timmy Spike because I do like winning, right? I think the thing I get up hung up on is, like, maybe it's just my attitude, but when I do lose, like, the 1 out of 10 times or whatever, you know, or whenever I do lose, I don't feel like I had a bad time. I feel like I always feel like I have a good time when I play, even when I lose.
Agreed, yeah.
And so, like, I feel like it's just a self-reflection thing, not to be like, not like in a super philosophical deep way, but I just mean, like, okay, well, like, what did I do wrong? Like, obviously the game is trying to be balanced, so there should be a way to win with anything if you're the right kind of player, right? Like, given the circumstances, did I deploy wrong, you know, like all that stuff.
Like did we make a bad table? Like,
yeah. Right. So I think, like, that part of me is where the Timmy shines, is like, okay, the spike shines where I'm like, even if I lose as a Timmy, I'm like, okay, but I really did want to win, so, like, how do I do that, though?
Yeah. And I don't think it's wrong to think that. We've already brought that up a couple times, but, like, I think everybody's got a little of that. I think I agree with you on that. I think you, that's probably where I would put you as well.
Yeah.
Which kind of, this may be, like, the last point for the, to bring up here, at least that I've got from my notes so far about this topic, is how can we take this and move forward to make interactions better? Because, you know, sometimes when Johnny's, you know, they just want to play against the Timmy, but maybe Timmys are too social for them to play the game. Sometimes maybe the Timmys slow down the spikes. Like, I think it's important to recognize what kind of people we're playing with and work for the betterment of the community as a whole. Like, how do you think we can do that? Like, or can we do that? Like,
I think the biggest thing is just to recognize that none, like I keep on saying, like, none of these are bad things. Even if it's not your play style, just accept that, like, other people have a different play style. Like, I don't see myself ever being, like, a full-blown spike, you know? But, like, try and see, you know, yourself in the other person's shoes, even if, like, that Timmy's slowing you down, you know? Like, if you want to play a fast game, but this person's talking about, like, how they're going to, like, have this cool combo go off with their two tanks or whatever, you know? Let them do that, you know? Be a little patient, of course. Like, maybe you need to help encourage them to move along too. There's a middle ground.
Yeah. And I think also, like, time and place really depends. Yeah. Like, I know before COVID, like, we had skirmish nights. Like, skirmish night is not the night to be going super hard competitive.
No.
It's just not. Like, it's not the right format for it. You can't really quite bring the right units. I think that's a great place for Johnny's to thrive.
Yeah.
Because you're limited to construction. You can't quite bring all these different units, so you're kind of trying to pick and choose. And then I think, like, regular 800-point nights, just great for Timmy's, great for everybody. But, like, for example, like, if a Timmy or a Johnny showed up to a tournament, like, they could – I would have a hard time telling them that they're justified to be mad You know what I mean? If they keep getting stomped there. Because it's just, I think the time and place is
like
so important.
Like if you brought like a 7 activation 2 tank list, like maybe there was a reason why you didn't win.
Yeah, especially if you ended up playing objectives that were trooper based and you had nothing but vehicles and 3 core troopers.
Yeah, there's some aspects that clash with each other, you know? So maybe you have to pick and choose, like, okay, what kind of player do I want to be? Maybe if you don't like how you're playing now, change into a different person.
Yeah.
Become the beautiful butterfly you were always meant to be.
I was becoming a moth, so you know,
full of dust.
Yeah, eating old clothes.
Oh, that's disgusting. Yeah, I hate like moths. That. Well, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast today. I feel like I learned a lot about myself, Matt. Thank you for sharing this with me.
Yeah, welcome to my TED Talk. Yeah, thanks for coming to my TED Talk. I guess.
No, that was a good time. Let us know in the comments section what kind of player you think you are. Reach out to us on the Discord, which is in the description below if you're watching on YouTube and on hopefully most of the platforms if you're on any podcast platform, if it allows it, that is. But yeah, guys, reach out to us on Facebook, Twitter, Discord. We love engaging with you guys in the community. We didn't get to community questions this week, but don't worry. We'll get back to that next week where we talk a lot more about, you know, actual gameplay of Legion again. But this is a nice break in formula. Matt, do you have anything to say on our way out here?
Nah, just wear your masks, you know. Got tip your DoorDasher in cash.
In cash. Yes. Look it up. Always better to tip your DoorDasher in cash. Don't tip them on the app. Just
X-Files. Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
Conspiracy. Anyways, guys, we hope you enjoyed. Thank you for joining us on this ride, and we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.